Well, first of all, I think the Supreme Court ruling yesterday was not simply a victory for the LGBT community. I think it was a victory for American democracy. I believe at the root of who we are as a people, as Americans, is the basic precept that we are all equal under the law. We believe in basic fairness. And you know, what I think yesterday's ruling signifies is one more step towards ensuring that those basic principles apply to everybody. You know, when I spoke to Ms. Windsor, 83 years old, and I thought about the 40 years of her relationship and her partner, who's now passed, for her to live to see this day where that relationship was the vehicle whereby more people receive their rights and are recognized, as a testament to the love and commitment that they had made to each other, that was special. And that's just a microcosm of what it meant for families and their children all across America. So it was a proud day, I think, for America. Now, as you point out, there are a whole lot of implications that flow from it, because the Supreme Court did not make a blanket ruling that applies nationally, but rather lifted up the ability of states to recognize the dignity and respect of same-sex marriage, and that the federal government couldn't negate the decision by those states. We now have to comb through every federal statute, and although we hadn't prejudged what the ruling had been, I had asked my White House counsel to help work with lawyers across every agency in the federal government to start getting a sense of what statutes would be implicated and what it will mean for us to administratively apply the rule that federal benefits apply to all married couples. What's true, though, is that you still have a whole bunch of states that do not recognize it. The Supreme Court continued to leave it up to the states to make these decisions, and we are going to have to go back and do a legal analysis of what that means. It's my personal belief, but I'm speaking now as a president as opposed to as a lawyer, that if you've been married in Massachusetts and you move someplace else, you're still married. And that under federal law, you should be able to obtain the benefits of any lawfully married couple. But again, I'm speaking as a president, not a lawyer. So we're going to be evaluating all these issues and making sure that we work through them in a systematic and prompt way, because now that the Supreme Court has spoken, it's important that people who deserve these benefits, that they're getting them quickly. And I know that, for example, Chuck Hagel already mentioned some work that the Department of Defense is doing on that front. And I think we're going to be seeing that in all the various agencies.